One more time. KU, make some noise.
It's been a decade since ex-KU football coach Mark Mangino led the Jayhawks to a victory in the 2008 Orange Bowl.
When we do something good, our SID tells me after the game, you know, this is the first time since Christopher Columbus landed here that, you know, KU did it. You know, it's great. We're excited.
The same year KU celebrated its victory in the Orange Bowl, Les Miles was celebrating a national championship with a victory over Ohio State. Even so, Miles says KU's success that year had caught his attention, especially KU's starting quarterback, Todd Reesing.
The 12-1 Mangino team, what they did with that quarterback, I thought was really special. I recognize that, and I recognize it when it was happening.
But 2008 was the high water mark for KU football, and almost everything since the end of the Mangino era has been a struggle for the Jayhawks. KU went through a series of head coaches, but the losses kept piling up. KU football became not just the worst team in the Big 12, it became the worst major conference team in the nation, and many fans lost interest. This was highlighted earlier this month when Iowa State fans outnumbered Kansas fans at KU's home stadium.
I hope our fans saw that image. I hope you show that image because they're going to be part of this solution.
That's athletics director Jeff Long, who fired David Beatty the next day. While Beatty finishes the regular season, Miles waits in the wings. It starts, according to Miles, with recruiting and keeping the best players close.
We're going to work, you know, a 500-mile radius, and we're going to get to those, and we're going to win in that group. And then we're going to pick some cities in Texas that we hit.
That would prevent players like Marcel Spears, who went to Olathe North High School, from going out of state. Spears says Kansas was interested in him, but
Iowa State came at me the hardest, obviously, and my grandma, she really doesn't have a lot to say, but when she came here on a visit with us, she said she liked Iowa State, and that carried a lot with me.
This season, Spears is a starting linebacker for the Cyclones as a junior. CBSSports.com senior writer Dennis Dodd covered Miles in the SEC. Dodd believes Miles will go the distance to attract top talent.
He'll go beyond 500 miles, believe me. If they see a guy they can get, they'll go all over the country because Jeff Long, the AD, has promised to put money into the program to do just that.
Speaking of money, KU will be paying Les Miles $2.7 million. And while that's not chicken feed, it still puts Miles on the lower end of the pay scale among Big 12 coaches. Again, Dennis Dodd.
I thought they would go $3 or $4 million, but you know, the fact that he hadn't had any nibbles these last 2 years, I think, worked in Kansas' favor.
In the world of college football, most fans think Les Miles is still a big name. Of course, the Kansas Jayhawks have hired big names before, like former Notre Dame head coach Charlie Weiss. But after 3 years and 27 games, Weiss was able to win only 5 games and was fired. KU and its fans are hoping this latest big name hire will work out better, much better. Since the 08 Orange Bowl, KU has had 3 ADs, and Miles is the 5th head coach. Millions of dollars have been spent, and KU is moving toward a long-term plan to renovate its football stadium at a projected cost of $350 million. I'm Greg Eklund.